Clouds tonight, but mostly dry, and then tomorrow, early sun giving way to more clouds, then scattered afternoon showers developing, with the best chance of activity this weekend with a cold front is coming tomorrow night. 50s to 60 overnight, tomorrow warmer yet, 70s. Likely rounds of showers, an isolated storm too could be in the mix. It's ending early Sunday, clearing, breezy, cooler sunshine with a high Sunday of upper 50s. It's the big two-day winter public live auction. At Henderson Auctions, we'll be selling sleepers, day cabs, service trucks, flatbeds, buses, trailers, containers, farm tractors, farm implements, pickups, autos, ATVs, UTVs, campers, boats, and more. Thursday, December 7th, Friday, December 8th. Beginning 9 a.m. Preview Wednesday, December 6, 9 to 4. At Henderson Auctions, two-day winter public auction in Livingston, Louisiana. Get more info and directions. Click HendersonAuctions.com. Business license number 80-459.
Welcome to the 12th season of In the Red Zone, talking New Orleans Saints football. And now let's go to Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, with your host, WGSO radio personality, Mitch Gibbs.
All right, welcome to another edition of In the Red Zone. We're live here at Premier Nissan, 6636 Veterans Boulevard, for 1 hour. All the way up to 6 p.m. And we got a great night tonight. We have some great guests as well. But I want to remind everybody that if they're in the New Orleans area, we have a state football championship to be decided tonight with the highest level schools, the select, which are the private parochial schools. So that game is tonight at the Superdome at 7. We got three great guests to talk about the Saints. But my first guest is going to talk about what's going on at the Beau Rivage, which is a great place on the Gulf Coast. In Biloxi, right off 110, we have Jeb Rand, who is involved with, of course, their holiday event, Finding Christmas. So, Jeb, thanks for joining me this evening. Jeb, are you with me?
I am with you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, and I can hear you now. Okay, so great. Thanks for joining me this evening. And, we work well with Mary, and she asked me to talk to you a few minutes about a great holiday event coming up at the Beau Rivage, starting December 15th and runs through December 27th. So tell us a little bit about what you guys got planned for Finding Christmas at the Beau Rivage.
Yeah, well, great. Well, yeah, thank you. Well, it's basically a family entertainment show. It's a variety show, a Broadway-style show, truly something for everybody. I like to tell my guy friends out there that all of us like to play Clark Griswold in our personal lives and make our wives and our kids happy, but when they end up coming to the show, they can call you and call me and thank us for the show, because there's truly something for everybody. The guys will enjoy it, the kids, the grandmas. It's just a lot of variety and classic favorites, some modern stuff. It's told through the story of Jack Frost and two kids that have kind of lost their way of Christmas. What does Christmas mean to them? And just, 90 minutes of fun and escapism.
Well, that sounds like the title, Finding Christmas. So they're trying to find Christmas, and you throw in a lot of those great songs. So the people on stage are singing these songs, and can you give us an idea? Is it the classic Christmas songs? What kind of songs are they going to get to hear?
Well, it's a mix. I mean, there's some classic favorites, but we have a lot of new songs and some rearrangements of songs. So it's a class of modern favorites and classics together, and it's just, we have a Broadway cast of people from around the country, and all of them, interestingly, sports talk radio. A lot of these guys have, football backgrounds. They played, basketball in high school and everything else, and it's really funny. We have this conversation all the time. My wife and I were world-class figure skaters, and it's funny, if you're ice skating or if you're dancing, you always have to smile and look pretty and make it look good to the audience. And the funny thing is, in the football years, when we all played, ball and things and soccer, you could grit, you can grind, you can do everything. You have to look pretty doing it, so a lot of these guys in our cast have former sports background. They all talk about, not to say what's easier or harder, but just to compare and contrast that, people have no idea. One of the young men that's in our show, he actually works with the football team back home and teaches them tap and ballet and all this stuff for core conditioning and training. And then all these high school guys are complaining about how hard ballet is and had no idea. So it's a real neat show of highly, highly talented sports and dancer guys that are doing a family show. Like I say, it's just a lot of fun for everybody.
Well, yeah, it sounds great. You know, a lot of people have transitioned from sports to entertainment. We talk entertainment. Obviously, I'm talking with you about it, but I also talk sports as well. And I hear that, you know, the NBA players used to interview people, you know, ballet, talking about the NBA. Some of the teams did ballet, so we know all about that great stuff. But, hey, before I let you go, obviously very important, too, is to find out how you can co-see. You know, finding Christmas from 12:15 to 12:27. So how do you purchase tickets? I assume you go on the website, or tell us a little bit more
sure.
about that, those details.
Yeah, no, the best thing to do, and it's a great affordable way, because they're family four packs for $40. I mean, you can't go see a movie for that kind of money. It's really great. Go to BeauRivage.com, and that's where you can get your best prices, the best deals, a lot without all the extra fees. But BeauRivage.com is the best place to start. Military discounts for certain shows, where I think it's four tickets for $30. But that's really the best place to start, and we open a week from today, actually, and we run through the 27th nightly. We're dark on the 18th, but two shows daily.
And it sounds like it's very kid-friendly as well, right? Obviously, you say your family.
Absolutely. No, it's truly good. I wrote the show, like I say, 5 years old to 105 years old. There's absolutely something in there to enjoy for everybody. And Jack Frost is our lead character, and he was second in Britain's Got Talent. Real funny, funny guy. The gents out there, the guys will really enjoy Jack Frost as the narrator taking them through. So it really, everyone in the family will enjoy the evening.
Well, it sounds great. Hey, Jeff, thanks for joining me. I really appreciate it. We'll spread the word, of course. And hopefully I can get over there to see it as well. So are you going to be attending a lot of the shows, I guess, just to see how it plays out? Because it's your creation, obviously.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of like the football coach. Without me being there, it's kind of hard to make it happen live. But I've got a great team. I'll be here for a good bit. I'll be here through opening. I'll be here at the end. PBD, I work with a lot of the MGM properties. But I'm planning on saying I love the Gulf Coast. This is our 11th year at the Beauvage, minus the COVID year. And it's a real special place, as you know. Obviously, you're in the region. So we love the Beau. They take such great care of us and the guests here. So if I can stick around for the entire run, I'm going to.
All right, well, sounds great. Hey, Jeff, thanks for joining me this evening.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
All right, thank you. All right, so that was Jeff Rand. Good stuff there with At the Beauvage. Finding Christmas, December 15th to 27th. Just go on the website. You know, we got three great guests. We got Jason Wink, who covers the Saints as well. He'll be at the game this Sunday. You got Gary Smith with The Advocate. And then we're going to finish the show with Hunt Palmer and the Hunt Palmer Show. But I want to mention some of the numbers here. The Saints are a 6-point favorite. They are 5-7, 2-3 at home, and the Panthers are 1-11 for the season and 0-7 on the road. We're going to ask our guests about what the injury situation is. We know Mike Thomas is out. He's on IR. Kendrick Miller is out. Olave is questionable, but he was questionable last week. He played Juwan Johnson, questionable as well. And we'll get the update on Derek Carr because he's going through the concussion protocol. He is 16th in passing, 11 touchdowns. And 6 interceptions. I know we got hurt towards the end of that game, but again, we're talking about a team that's played 12 games, and the starting quarterback only has 11 touchdowns. That's less than one touchdown pass per game. So that's an issue. The Saints are 19th in points offensively at 21.4. Defensively, they're 21.3, and that's 17th in the NFL, because we're talking about how elite this defense was early in the season, and they've really struggled with the injuries and different things as well. Turnover ratio is still good, plus 4. On the other side, and that's why people are going to say, if they can't win this football game, who can they beat? Because Carolina is minus 7 in turnover ratio. They're 31st in defense in important points. They give up 26.1 points per game. That's 31st in the NFL. They only score 15.9 points per game. That's 29th. So they have like one of the worst ratios of points given up versus points scored. You're averaging a little under 16 points a game. You're giving up 26 a game. So it's like almost a 10-point differential. That's why they're 1-11, obviously, and 0-7 on the road. Bryson Young is a cornerback. He's 231 for 381, 2,055 yards passing, 9 touchdowns and 9 interceptions. So you've got one quarterback who's got 11 touchdowns and 6 interceptions, averaging less than one touchdown pass per game. And then you've got another guy who's throwing as many interceptions as touchdowns. And one of their rising stars is their running back Hubbard, 143 carries for 557. They're going to use him. They got Thielen. Adam Thielen came from Minnesota. I'm sure he's getting paid really well. He's got decent numbers. 80 receptions for 753 yards and 4 touchdowns. So that's the tail of the tape there. Saints a 6-point favorite. Total's 38.5. We're live here at Premier Nissan where Metairie meets Canter here right off the I-10 exit at Veterans. 6636 Veterans Boulevard here in Metairie right off the Canter entrance there. And we'll be here till 6 p.m. They're open every day 9 to 9 except for, of course, on Sunday. So come on down. When we finish the show, they'll be on here for 3 more hours. You can buy a car. It's a beautiful truck in the showroom as well. So we're going to take our first break. We're live here again at Premier Nissan. This is our 12th season of doing In the Red Zone, talking Saints football as the Saints face the Carolina Panthers this Sunday at noon in the Superdome. So stick with us. We got 3 great guests coming up. And we'll be back with more of the show live here at Premier Nissan right after these messages.
This is Jed Derensburg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating. The real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs. Say no to bugs. Tell your DA. Pick up the phone. We're on the way. DA Exterminating.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company. 800-650-PEST.
DA.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 12th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say here for good in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because here for good means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Following is a paid endorsement.
He's a man of integrity.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuto with Doctors Rehab Services, and chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, it's easy to start your road to recovery. At Doctors Rehab Service, we'll even do all the work with your insurance company and attorney to get you the care you really need.
For a free consultation or to get more information, call Doctors Rehab Services at 504-465-5553.
Call me, Dr. T.
All right, we're back here live at Premier Nissan. Again, they're open every day except for Sunday 9 to 9. And they got this beautiful truck we're looking at here in the showroom. We're here till 6 p.m. We're talking Saints Panthers, which is just a couple of days away this Sunday at high noon at the Superdome. And my next guest is works with the Dallas Sports Source. He is Jason Wink. So, Jason, thanks for joining me this evening.
You're welcome, Mitch. Happy to be here.
Yeah, good. And I know you're going to be at the game this Sunday. And so what are your thoughts? You've been to some Saints games this year. I know you watch the Saints. And, you know, it's been one of those deals where, you know, you made some changes last year. You bring in this quarterback. You spend a lot of money on this quarterback. You keep the head coach. You bring in a running back who had a lot of touchdowns from short yardage situations in Jamal Williams from Detroit. Chris Olave coming off a very good year last year. You got Michael Thomas back. You have a very, very easy schedule, yet you're sitting at 5-7, and really you almost have to win every game, just about, depending upon what Atlanta does. And so a lot of people would be somewhat surprised, I guess, at where we are now. And so I want to get your thoughts on that. You've seen the Saints play several times here and on the road. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm surprised that they're still in contention for the NFC South. And I'm also very surprised that the NFC South is, as of now, the wildest division race in the league, because you have the Saints at 5-7, the Buccaneers at 5-7, the Falcons 6-6, and the Falcons and Buccaneers play this Sunday. With the Saints, everybody thought that they would be much, much better at this point this season than they were last season. Derek Carr is obviously a major upgrade over Andy Dalton, but unfortunately, he's had health issues, and he hasn't been able to stay fully healthy, even though I do give him a lot of credit for playing through injuries and playing through pain. The defense is the Saints' main strength, but unfortunately, as we've seen over the past month, they've had some struggles. But the Saints are still in it, and right now their season is a toss-up. And what I've seen from the Saints is it's amazing they're in this position with the 15th ranked total defense, the 7th ranked pass defense, and the 24th ranked rushing defense, and the 14th ranked scoring defense. With those high rankings, you would think that they would be a lot better.
Well, you know what I would say? One thing I would say is they make mistakes at the wrong time. If you look at the last couple of weeks, I mean, Jason, look, the Atlanta game, they probably were going to take the – well, first of all, in the beginning of the game, they had a 3-0 lead, and they were at least going to be up 6, though, maybe 10, and Carr throws a bad interception for a touchdown. There you go. That's a swing of at least 10 points. Then they have a chance to take the lead, and they rush to run the play, which I hate, as I've told you before, at the end of the third quarter. And then Taysom Hill fumbles the ball, so there they go. They lose at least a guaranteed field goal. They would have probably had the lead in the game. And then last week they have the momentum going. Finally, they're within a score of Detroit, and they get this botched handoff fumble that gives Detroit great field position. So, I mean, maybe that's part of it. They've just been unlucky. Some people say teams that are not very good find ways to lose games or make those kind of mistakes. So give me your take on that.
Well, back in 2022, everybody knows that the New Orleans Saints could not put a team away. They consistently found ways to lose games. And after the season opener against the Titans, when they put a team away, everybody thought that the Saints had perhaps turned over a new leaf. And early in the season, they showed that they were capable of finishing games and putting team away, and they minimized the amount of mistakes. And even when they did make mistakes early on, they were able to overcome them. But over the past months, they haven't been able to overcome the mistakes that they've made, and that's really put them in a bad spot.
Well, let me ask you, if you had to assess where they are now and why they are where they are, would you say it's just a combination because they're +4 in turnover, so they've done better in the remember in the turnover margin the last 2 or 3 years, they've been in the negative side of that. Is it a problem head coaching wise? Is it play calling? Is it been an issue with the offensive line? I throw in something that people don't talk about enough, is they thought they were going to have some depth at running back. Remember, Kamara missed the first 3 games because of suspension. And now Kendre Miller's out right now. He's not playing again this week. And Jamal Williams has just been disappointing. So I think there's a lot of factors involved. And Derek Carr's not been great in the red zone either, obviously. So where do you feel that the blame lies? Is it something specifically, or you think it's just everything's pretty much gone wrong for the Saints?
I think that recently almost everything's gone wrong, especially on the injury front. I mean, they have marginal
depth at running back. That they really do not have the quarterbacking depth anymore if Derek has to miss this game, and if Taysom Hill has to miss this game. They're now down to Jameis Winston, and it just seems like the old adage, if anything can go wrong, it will. I don't think that it's as much of a coaching issue with Dennis Allen. I think that it's just, at times, not only the injuries, but it's also a lack of execution, because coaches can only teach and implore and emphasize as best they can, but it's up to the players to execute on the field, and at times they simply haven't executed like they're capable of.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's an argument as well. You know, this is a game that you gave some of the numbers. Carolina has got like a 10-point difference in terms of how many points they score, like 16 a game. They give up 26. They're 0-7 on the road. They're 1-11. Bryce Young, 9 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. I mean, this is a game that the Saints absolutely cannot lose. And you think about what could happen if the Saints lose this game, and it's not going to be pretty. But I think they will win this game. How do you see this game playing out?
I think the Saints will win this game. They have to. Even though the Panthers do have the NFL's fourth-ranked pass defense, they are only allowing 180 yards per game passing. This is an absolutely winnable game for the New Orleans Saints. It's a Saints win that they have to get, because if they don't, it'll be total humiliation. And if they do lose, losing to a 1-11 team is really something that can't be fully explained. It'll be an embarrassment for them. But
yeah,
I feel the Saints are absolutely capable of winning and keeping themselves in contention to win the NFC South. But there's no more time for major screw-ups, period.
Yeah, they're right. The margin of error, the window's closing. But we got to let you go. But interesting, if the Saints win and Tampa Bay pulls off the upset at Atlanta, then all three teams would be 6-7. And that would put the Saints right back where they just need to be tied with Atlanta going to that last game where they host them. So we'll see how that goes. But, hey, Jason, it'll be great seeing you on Sunday. Thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Absolutely. Anytime, my friend.
Okay, take care. That was Jason Wink with the Dallas Sports Source. And I would just say this. Carolina, you can throw out all these numbers I've talked about, how bad they are as a team. I mean, they'll be better down the road. But not only that, they are in first place to get the first pick in the draft, and they have a 2-game cushion. But winning a game only can hurt them. So, you know, they've won a game, so they're not going to be embarrassed by having a winless season. So I think there's a possibility that Carolina is not going to put it necessarily. I mean, they're going to play hard and all that stuff, but really, it's in their best interest to get the first pick in the draft and then figure out what they want to do, how they want to help Bryce Young or whatever they might want to do. And so you look at that, you look at the statistics, giving up 10 more points a game than they score, not winning on the road yet this year. This is not a very good football team. They do have Adam Thielen, and Hubbard is a great running back as well. But and another thing about it is Bryce Young's been sacked 44 times already. This is one of the, you know, statistically on paper, the worst team in the NFL right now. So anyway, the Saints need to win this football game. I think they will. They're a 6-point favorite. The spread's going up a little bit. The total's 38.5. But I expect the Saints to win this game. And then they got the Giants next week, and they got a chance, like I said, because if Atlanta loses at home to Tampa, you got a 3-way tie for first place NFC South. I know you're not proud of being 6-7, but you just got to get in the party. That's the bottom line. And right now, if the Saints don't win this game Sunday, they ain't going to be in the party probably, because if you can't beat Carolina, we'll be back right after these messages.
At 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuta with Doctors Rehab Services, and chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, it's easy to start your road to recovery. At Doctors Rehab Service, we'll even do all the work with your insurance company and attorney to get you the care you really need.
For a free consultation or to get more information, call Doctors Rehab Services at 504-465-5553.
Call me, Dr. T.
I'm Dan Mills, CEO of the Home Builders Association of Greater New Orleans. As the voice of the residential housing industry in Southeast Louisiana for over 80 years, we're your home team when it comes to providing trusted advice and professional service. As with any organization, teamwork is the key. Our members benefit from education, advocacy, and networking, all designed to help you achieve your American dream of owning a home. For more information, to find a builder, or to become a member, visit us at hbagno.org.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Tico Fox. Louisiana Economic Development Secretary Don Pearson says the Bayou State has seen seven consecutive years of economic growth. Private companies invested $25 billion in Louisiana in 2023.
Exciting in that it's our third consecutive year of topping more than $20 billion in investment in Louisiana.
Pearson says investments are coming from both established giants like ExxonMobil and companies like a solar panel company, bringing over 700 jobs. 13 homes to get fortified roofs installed in the Bayou State through the Louisiana Fortified Roof Grant Program are finished. One of the first to have her roof installed, homeowner Alicia Craigie.
My roof was it was going to be about 15 years old at the time that I applied for the grant. And I had a lot of insurance agencies that didn't want to even give me a quote until I got a new roof.
Craigie says the entire process was seamless and she's pleased with the results. LRN.
Entergy Louisiana is strengthening our power grid from Lake Charles to Baton Rouge, Metairie to Monroe. Our blueprint covers the state, nearly 10,000 projects, over 11,000 miles of transmission line. We're reinforcing infrastructure to prepare for stronger storms, reduce outages, and respond quicker when you do need us. We're making stronger connections in every community because together, we power life.
Hey, are you planning to get an updated COVID-19 vaccine?
Yep. I don't want to get seriously sick and miss out on spending time with friends and family during the holidays.
Does it cost a lot? I don't have insurance.
If you don't have health insurance or if your insurance doesn't cover an updated COVID-19 vaccine, you can get one for free with the Bridge Access program. Just look for places that participate in Bridge Access on vaccines.gov.
Sounds good. Bridge Access on vaccines.gov.
A message from CDC.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 12th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
Before you pay that other pest control company, they are, quote, home of the $650 termite treatment protection plan, call DA. I'm Jed Derensburg with DA Exterminating, and I bet we can beat that price. We offer different treatment methods featuring the Centricon bait system, and we have one of the best termite protection plans in the country. Before you pay $650 to another company, call DA. New Orleans Metro Area, North Shore, and Houma. DA Exterminating, complete pest and termite control services since 1959. Call 800-650-PEST.
I'm Dan Mills, CEO of the Home Builders Association of Greater New Orleans. As the voice of the residential housing industry in Southeast Louisiana for over 80 years, we're your home team when it comes to providing trusted advice and professional service. As with any organization, teamwork is the key. Our members benefit from education, advocacy, and networking, all designed to help you achieve your American dream of owning a home. For more information, to find a builder, or to become a member, visit us at hbagno.org.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone, talking about my good friend Bob and Parish Coffee, which started in 2018 and provides quality coffee at an affordable price. Try their medium roast, dark roast, chicory coffee, decaf coffee, and southern pecan. They are all handcrafted with a great taste to wake you up to a beautiful morning and are available at local roasters, including Robert's, Rouse's, Bromart, Langenstein's, Conseco's, and Doranax.
All right, we're back here for the second half of the show here live at Premier Nissan. We'll be back on Monday, of course, to recap the Saints and the Panthers here at 6636 Veterans Boulevard. They're open every day, 9 to 9, except for Sunday. My next guest is Gary Smith of the Advocates. So, Gary, thanks for joining me this evening.
Thanks for having me on the show.
All right, before we get to this Saints-Panthers game, I got to ask you about the breaking news about the Tulane head coach. So, and I don't know what Gary's thoughts are on this because we haven't really discussed it, but there were three other guys I was a little bit interested in. I know Gary's probably not going to like any of these three guys, but it's a moot point because Tulane didn't hire any of these three. But I said, first of all, I liked one guy, but he got fired from UL Monroe just because I thought they needed a name, a splash, Terry Bowden. But I guess that weren't good optics with that. Secondly, I thought Coach O, he won a national championship, but he's been involved with some extracurricular stuff. He's got a lot of money anyway, but he's, you know, he's around the New Orleans area and he knows how to recruit. And then my third guy was Rich Rodriguez, who they should have hired years ago, who's coming to New Orleans for the New Orleans Bowl. Host head coach at Jacksonville State next weekend. So, Gary, do you like any of those guys, or you like the Tulane hired at John Sullivan?
No, I mean, they hired the guy that was on everybody's wish list in the country pretty much. I don't think Tulane need to make a splash hire. They just won 23 games in their last 2 years, and I think they've got it rolling pretty well right now. And this guy, John Summerall, checks every box. He was a Tulane assistant under Curtis Johnson from 2012 to 2014, and you could tell he was a rising star back then. In fact, I've quoted one of his players saying that he was one of the best coaches he ever had, pretty much. And the second of those 3 years, Tulane actually had one of the best defenses in the country while hamstrung by a pathetic, horrendous offense, and they still made it to the New Orleans Bowl that year. Since then, he's had success everywhere he's been. He was at Troy as an assistant head coach for 3 years. In the last 2 years, he was an assistant head coach. They won 21 games. Then he left Troy for four years, and then they had three consecutive losing seasons. He comes back as head coach, and they win 23 games. They actually have the exact same record. It's pretty incredible. Tulane's 23-4 the last 2 years that Willie Fritz had at Tulane. They won the Sun Belt Conference both times. So yeah, he would have been Kentucky's head coach if Mark Stoops had left for Tech, if he'd been hired by Texas A&M. So yeah, I think this is the right choice. That doesn't mean that everything works out, but he was the guy everyone wanted.
All right, well, I have two responses. Number one, yeah, unless there were other coaching vacancies, why did Tulane get him? I mean, Tulane's done well the last couple of years, but if this guy's such a rising star, I mean, Mississippi State was looking for a coach, Texas A&M was looking for a coach, so you think that they might have dropped the ball, one of those programs, and not hiring this guy?
Yeah, I mean, well, the concern for them would have been that he's only been a head coach for 2 years, and he was at Troy, and Power 5 schools have a general stigma a lot of times about hiring coaches who haven't been at Power 5 schools before. He had been an assistant at Kentucky for 3 years at one point, and 1 year at Ole Miss. So I think that was it. But yeah, no, we'll find out. I mean, his history says, and my own personal experience with him when he was an assistant at Tulane at the early stage of his career is, yeah, I think there's a good chance that those schools will regret their decisions down the road. I mean, Texas A&M never considered him, but Mississippi State did. Duke just hired a retread, and he was a finalist for that job, and they went with Manny Diaz instead. So we'll find out. He really does check all the boxes. Again, nothing's guaranteed, but I'm a little. You make a good point. I'm a little surprised that he didn't get one of those other jobs. And the other thing is, Tulane finally got past their history of not wanting to take a coach who might leave pretty quickly, because you want a successful coach. You don't want a coach who wants to stay. If a coach wants to stay somewhere for a long time, that usually means he's not that ambitious. And Tulane got past. They made that mistake. You mentioned Rich Rodds, who I quote in my story. He also praised Summerall heavily. Tulane never even contacted Rich Rodriguez about this position. But Tulane made a massive mistake in 1998 not hiring Rich Rodriguez because they thought he would leave in a couple of years if he was successful, which he would have, and they paid the price. They got a coach who would stay, and they didn't do a dang thing.
Well, I would just say that I think partially the reason why they might have gone with this guy is because you know, Willie Fritz came from a conference that wasn't as well known as the AC, from which was like kind of a move up in status, and it worked out. So maybe they were thinking that. So, all right, let's move on to think that, I don't know, I think Rich Rodriguez might have been, look, I don't have a crystal ball, so we don't know, but we'll see. We wish him well. All right, the Saints game, all I got to say about this game is, if you got a team that is lost seven, is 0-7 on the road, they've won only one football game. Bryce Young has got 9 touchdowns and 9 interceptions. This team gives up 10 more points than they score per game. He's been sacked 44 times. I don't, and they're I think they're -7 turnover ratio, Saints +4. The Saints, on paper, the Saints can absolutely not lose this game. And for that reason, plus the consequences would be huge, obviously, right, with the fan base, for example. What do you expect to see? I mean, is this a game finally where the Saints look at least decent, look better, and win an easy football game?
Well, the last time I checked, Jameis Winston is probably going to be the Saints' starting quarterback, so I'm not real confident in the Saints looking great for 4 quarters or anything to that thing, because that's not Jameis Winston's MO. I do think the Saints are going to win this game. They did not win it easily the first time they played Carolina. I think this could probably be close again, because other than the New England game against a truly atrocious offense, when the Saints defense was actually playing well, every game's been a struggle. So no, I anticipate a close game. I do think that, I mean, Carolina has played several close games this year and pretty much lost them all. So as much as the Saints have been struggling, I think they will win the game. But I think there's going to be some booing and consternation from the fans during the game while the Saints end up winning it.
Well, you know what you got to think about during the game? You got to think, or Carolina's got to be thinking, all right, we want to have the first pick in the draft, because maybe we could trade. We got a quarterback. I think they picked the wrong quarterback. I know he's on a bad team, but I don't care. I still think he's not the right guy. But then you got to look and say, who out there is not a quarterback is worthy of being the number one pick in the draft? If that person exists in the coming draft, if I'm Carolina, I don't need to win any more games. I want to keep my spot as having the worst record in the league, so I get the first pick in the draft. So I'm thinking that way, Gary. Maybe you are. I don't know, a lot of people in the business think that way, but I think that way. And so that's another reason why the Saints have really no excuse to lose this game, because Carolina has no gain from winning this football game. Well, they want to preserve that number one pick.
But the players don't give a rat's anything about that. You're right, administratively that's true, but players are playing for their own jobs and putting good tape on film, and they don't care whether they get the number one pick next year. To me that's not a huge factor, unless I mean, there was one year where Tampa Bay was beating the Saints in the fourth quarter of their last regular season game, and then literally their coaches tanked the rest of the game so that they wouldn't win the game. But I think if it's up to the players, they always want to win, and this point of the season, I don't think they're going to be doing any tanking. They're sort of naturally tanking because they're just a bad football team.
Well, let me ask you. I think I asked you this on Monday, and I was downstairs at the end of the Detroit game, and I said, and I don't want to sound like I'm some genius here, but I said, when they got the ball, that last time they got the ball where they had a chance to take the lead, I told a couple of guys, I said, if they put Winston back in the game, they have no chance. I said, I know they started on their own side of the field, but I said, if they go with Taysom Hill, that gives them a better chance to score a touchdown and take the lead in the game. They didn't listen to me like they don't, obviously. And so what I'm saying, the point I'm trying to make is, and I'm going back because I know you liked Andy Dalton. It's like, why is Andy Dalton not the backup quarterback? Because I think Andy Dalton would have stayed in New Orleans if you paid him basically what he got last year. And then you'd have Andy Dalton as your backup, and you maybe have 3 games where Jameis Winston has not been able to get the job done. Maybe Andy Dalton could have gotten the job done. So that's my complaint about that.
I agree. It's regardless of anyone's opinion about Andy Dalton, it's clear that this coaching staff trusted Andy Dalton more than they did Jameis Winston. And yeah, I mean, look, Jameis Winston, as backups go, Jameis Winston is probably above average in the NFL. But when your own coaching staff doesn't trust you and you have a history of not coming through when it matters and being wildly inconsistent pretty much every single game you've played, that's an issue. I mean, I'm on record. I definitely think they should have kept Andy Dalton. I've been told there was salary issues involved in that, and if I were, you know, a beat writer on the team, I'd be more cognizant of all of that kind of stuff. But it makes sense. I mean, I'm with you.
I mean, I've got to get one of those guys on the show that covers the Saints on a weekly basis and ask them a question, because I think it's a question that should be answered. But anyway, we got to run. But so you predicted a close win for the Saints. I think you're right. I think that's probably what's going to happen, hopefully. So, hey, Gary, it's always a pleasure. Have a great weekend. Thanks for joining me, and hopefully we'll talk next week. And hopefully it'll be good news and they'll finally win a football game.
Yeah, you too. Love being on your show.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you, man. That was Gary Smith. We got to take our final break when we come back with Hunt Palmer, with the Hunt Palmer Show, and get his thoughts on the Saints and the Panthers here live at Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metter meets Kenner. They've got the Christmas tree out. They got the beautiful truck out, the silver truck out here in the showroom. They're open 9 to 9 every day except for Sunday. So come on down. We'll be back on Monday to recap the Saints and the Panthers live here. Our 12th season of In the Red Zone here at Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard. We'll be back with our final guest right after these messages.
This is Jed Darensberg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating, the real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs. Say no to bugs, tell your DA, pick up the phone, we're on the way. DA Exterminating.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company, 800-650-PEST.
DA.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 12th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
The following is a paid endorsement.
Jeff Foster,
he's a man of integrity.
Jeff Foster,
who wants to be attorney.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
I'm Dan Mill, CEO of the Home Builders Association of Greater New Orleans. As the voice of the residential housing industry in Southeast Louisiana for over 80 years, we're your home team when it comes to providing trusted advice and professional service. As with any organization, teamwork is the key. Our members benefit from education, advocacy, and networking, all designed to help you achieve your American dream of owning a home. For more information, to find a builder, or to become a member, visit us at hbagno.org.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because "here for good" means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, we're back here live at Premier Nissan. Our final segment of the show, we'll be back on Monday to recap the Saints and the Panthers. My final guest is Hunt Palmer with the Hunt Palmer Show. So, Hunt, thanks for joining me this evening.
Absolutely, Mitch. How are you?
Doing good, man. I'm going to ask you a couple of college football questions. You know, the Heisman tomorrow night, December 9th tomorrow. I know there's four finalists. I think I said, I don't know if you agree with me or not, that I thought, you know, if Bo Nix beat Washington, he would probably win the Heisman. If it didn't work out, you know, that would probably be Jaden Daniels. So that's my thoughts, that he's going to win the Heisman tomorrow night. What do you expect to see tomorrow night in New York? Do you think that Jaden definitely is going to win the Heisman Trophy?
I do. I think Bo Nix needed to have a good game. He didn't have to throw for 505 touchdowns, but he'd have a good game, and they needed to win. And he turned the ball over once, and he did not. They didn't win. So I think that you're looking at the Heisman winner in purple and gold. Michael Penix had a good year, but he threw up a couple of real stinkers in there, especially the Arizona State game. And I think Jaden was consistent all the way through. The only way someone was going to beat him wasn't going to be statistically. It was going to be, well, they won bigger games. And while Penix did do that, statistically he doesn't quite add up. Jaden led the country in total offense by about 80 yards a game. So, yeah, I think LSU gets his third Heisman Trophy winner tomorrow.
All right, the Tulane hires John Summerall, who one of my guests who covers Tulane liked the hire. He thought, you know, he was a defensive coordinator under Curtis Johnson, CJ, I used to call him Cujo, and they were pretty good defensively about 10 years ago. So he's only been a head coach 2 years at Troy. They've done great, like 23-4. I thought they should have gone, and I could be wrong. I mean, I don't know. This guy seems like a safe hire to me. But Tulane had a roll going in 1998. And they had the undefeated season. They didn't make the right hire, and things went south. And so I don't think it's a guarantee that the program's going to keep rolling along. You got to have the right guy in place. And I thought maybe Rich Rodriguez might have been a better fit. They didn't even contact him, is what he told me. Do you like this new hire? You think they should have gone in another direction?
You know, generally most hires people like. There's a reason why. They've won big somewhere else. They're thought of as an up-and-coming, innovative person. They've got ties to the area. They've been there previously, like in this case. I mean, very rarely do you look at a hire and go, well, that's going to be terrible. That's generally not the way that it works. Tulane's a really hard place to win because it's such a great academic school, and quite frankly, it doesn't have a deep alumni base in its home city. A lot of people that go to Tulane leave New Orleans, and so you don't have that baked-in, massive alumni base, and they don't have a tradition in terms of a lot of sports passion there at Tulane. But it Willie Fritz showed you can win there. It just takes a great effort. And I have no idea if Summerall's going to give him that or not. It makes a lot of sense. He did a great job for the last 2 years, and he's thought of as a really young and innovative guy. So I have reason to think that it could work. But the truth of the matter is that most hires don't. They get fired pretty quickly, and a lot of folks are going to wash in and out at Tulane. You just got to hope that they found a really good guy.
Yeah, they're going to have to probably recruit really well, because I think some of these guys are going to transfer with Willie Fritz, because they don't have to sit out a year to go to Houston. So I think that was a great move by Houston, because I think Willie Fritz is, even though he's I think 63 years old, he's a little bit older generally than the coach you want. He's an energetic guy, and he did really well at Tulane, and he's won everywhere he's been. So I think that's a good thing. I'm just saying that I think it was a safe hire. And I think what helped him was the fact that Willie Fritz came from a smaller conference and succeeded, so that probably helped him as well. The game Sunday, the Saints and the Panthers, I was talking with a couple of guests already on the show, and I'm like, the Panthers are in first place for the first pick of the draft. I know a lot of players don't like to think about that kind of stuff. I know management does. They've got they're -7 in turnover ratio. They give up 10 more points than they score per game. They have not won yet on the road. I mean, what is it going to say, especially the Saints fan base, if the Saints don't win this football game? I think they've got to win this football game. How do you see this game on Sunday?
Well, first of all, I mean, the Panthers don't even have their players on their pick. So first pick or not, they don't get to make it. I think this game is huge, whether you're the Saints fan who's still black and gold every Sunday and feels like he got a chance to win the division and get in the playoffs and get a home game, you better win this one if that's how you feel. If you're a Saints fan who's looking for long-term goals in terms of Dennis Allen, Derek Carr, Mickey Loomis, that whole crew, this is a big one too, because if the Saints lose on Sunday, then there are going to have to be changes made immediately. Not like 2 months from now. Like, you cannot consider yourself a viable organization moving in the right direction if you can't beat Carolina at home. So something's got to be done. The Panthers are awful, especially offensively. Now, the Saints' defense has slipped over the last month. They're middle attacking yards per game allowed. They're among the worst in pass rush and sack rate. But they do take the ball away, and that's something that Bryce Young has done. He's got three multi-interception games. So I personally think the Saints are going to come out and play a good football game. I haven't said that many times this year. I think they will play well on Sunday, and I think they will win by a couple of scores, but they have to.
You know, that's why I have guys like Hunt Palmer on the show, because you reminded me. I'm not right all the time. You're right. They traded that pick to Chicago, I believe, to get Bryce Young, which was – so here we're dealing with an – I think that's right. Is that correct, Hunt, that they traded their for the number one pick last year with Chicago, I believe. Is that correct?
That's correct. And the only reason I know that for sure is because I'm a huge Cubs fan and I pay attention to a lot of Chicago media, and they're tracking it very closely. So that's in my news feed very frequently, indirectly, because I follow a lot of Chicago media.
Well, see, I'm going to turn around something where I should have known that, being a sports guy, and I'm going to turn it to my advantage and say that's another example of why the Saints should win this football game. Because here's an organization that gives up whatever they gave up. Then they gave up a fair amount of compensation to draft Bryce Young. This is a team they're playing on Sunday, which I was not. And now maybe Bryce Young will prove me wrong 2 or 3 years down the road. He might be a great quarterback. I don't see it. I said I don't think Bryce Young would be – I thought he would be a flop. That was my prediction. So far he's not – I know he's on a bad team. But anyway, I'm turning around my mistake and saying it's another example why you cannot lose an organization like this. But, yeah, you talked about all the numbers, no question about that. The other issue I brought up, too, was it looks like Derek Carr might not play because I don't think he's had a concussion protocol. I think it looks like
they just cleared him about 20 minutes ago. He is going to play.
Okay, because my last guest said we didn't know for sure. Okay, that's a better thing for the Saints, because I said on the show Monday that on that last drive that they should have played Taysom Hill, and because I thought there was no way they could win the football game. He got lucky on that possession before on the tip ball. Remember, they scored because they got lucky on that play. But anyway, Jameis Winston was 0-for-3 backing up Derek Carr when he got injured, so that's not the answer. So that's good news. And so I really think – so where, how do you think the game's going to play out? Do you think it's going to be close? Do you think the Saints are going to win easily? What do you think?
I don't think it'll be close. I think the Saints will play one of their best games on Sunday. They're backed against the wall. The Panthers are not good. They can't score. The Saints should be able to limit them. And the Saints just need to do a little bit better in the red zone, which they were last week, although they were trying to dig themselves out of a hole. So I think the Saints will win it somewhere around 28-13 or so, a couple scores. And I think we'll – kick this can down the road another week.
Yeah, well, let's hope. And then if Tampa Bay beats Atlanta, which will be an upset because it's at Atlanta, all three teams will be 6-7. The Saints just need to be tied with Atlanta going in that last game. But anyway, we got to roll. Hunt, thanks for joining me. I really appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you, man. That was good stuff from Hunt Palmer. He corrected me on that. I'm not always right about that stuff. They did trade that pick to draft Bryce Young, which was brilliant. I want to thank Jeb Rand, of course, Finding Christmas at the Beau Rivage. Go on the Beau Rivage website, December 15th to 27th at the Beau Rivage Theater in Biloxi, I-10, right off 110. We got Jason Wink with the Dallas Sports Source as well, Gary Smith with The Advocate, Hunt Palmer with The Hunt Palmer Show, Ronald back at the studio, and BJ and all those great people at WGS. I want to thank, of course, Craig Collins here and Donald over here at Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard. We want to wish everybody safe and happy and great weekend. Be safe this weekend. We've got some rain coming in tomorrow night. And then the Saints play Sunday at home in the Dome. Should be nice weather for the Saints Sunday at Gallagher. We'll be back, of course, Monday here, live here at Premier Nissan to talk about Saints and Panthers. So everybody have a great weekend. Be safe. And we will talk to you on Monday, hopefully with the Saints victory over the Panthers.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 12th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
Before you pay that.